This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities with a weekly wrap-up of the cattle markets for Friday, February 12th. Well, cattle markets had an interesting week this week. We started out firm, and then we kind of backed off midweek. Then by Friday, we were back up to the highs from earlier in the week. Cold weather is a big part of that, as it extremely cold temperatures bearing down on almost the entire country, but dipping way down into the panhandles. This can create some serious livestock stress everywhere, but it, obviously in feedlots, it's going to be difficult. You're not going to be able to transport these cattle, so you're going to see a pretty tight supply all of a sudden of cattle moving into the slaughter plants. Also, it's going to stress cattle in the feedlots. They're not going to gain as well. It's going to take a lot of feed just to keep them warm, keep them maintaining a weight. So we're going to see the weights kind of back off as well. And then, of course, the cow-calf operators and anybody with, you know, cattle out in the open, it's big-time calving season for a lot of guys, and this is going to just create extreme difficulty for them. So the cattle complex responding to that with a big push up late in the week. Cash prices were firm in the week. We were averaging around 114. There were some higher trade in some areas, but it looks like the average is going to be at the 114 level, which is up one from last week, and the dress trade around 180, which would also be up one. The box beef values were mixed throughout the week. You would think they'd be a lot higher with the anticipated drop in production, but really, mostly for the week, the choice was lower and the select was just slightly higher. But on Friday, we were down 59 cents on the choice. We're sitting at 232. Select was up 64 cents at 221. The spread is sitting at 1144. Now, last Friday, we had the choice at 235, so we had that was a drop of $3 this week, and the select was at 221, so the select was unchanged on the week. So the spread lost about $4 on the week. The slaughter rate on Friday, we were at 570,000 head. That's 13,000 less than the week prior, and it's 27,000 less than the year prior. So these are some pretty interesting numbers. This is right in the middle of the window of when we expected to see slaughter rates be notably higher because of the heavier placements. And we just didn't get it. We're just not seeing it. Certainly some of that is the cold weather. That's going to slow down slaughter rates. They're just not going to move cattle in this kind of weather. And it's also going to slow down rates of gain. So that's going to push them back a little bit. Might create a bit of a bottleneck. So if the numbers are there and we're slowing down the slaughter rate and we're slowing down weight gains, this is probably going to create a bottleneck. It's going to bunch them up. So what we could see is a bit more of a break, but obviously we're just not getting that. You know, we expect that we'll see a nice solid run into the normal seasonal window of mid-March to early April. And I was leaning toward probably late March, early April when we'd see that high. But we haven't seen any kind of a pullback yet. So it's quite possible that if this market just holds steady, any kind of a break that you get from bunching up of cattle will be short-lived, because you're quickly going to be moving into a window of where you would have tighter supplies anyway. So perhaps this is creating that bottleneck and pushing these cattle into a time window when you had lower, you're expected to see a lower slaughter rate anyway. This might smooth out the numbers, perhaps not give us that tight slaughter supply into the very strong seasonal demand window. Kind of remains to be seen. We are reaching some of the upside targets in some of these deferred cattle markets, but I just figured we'd get a bit more of a pullback before we started into that seasonal run. So weather is kind of skewing things a little bit, and of course starting to compare to last year as we get into March, when absolute hell broke loose in the cattle complex because of COVID shutdowns, then it's going to be very difficult to compare to last year. But the bottom line is we expect that we'll see the economy recover fairly soon. Normally demand is quite strong into the spring. We're going to have a massive stimulus coming at us, and cattle were expected to have tighter supplies coming into the spring. Now it looks like we might get a little bit of that, of what would be available now being pushed into that time window. So maybe the upside dynamic won't be quite as strong, but we're still looking for some upward movement into that time window. And if nothing else, market pacing sideways up here. I do think, though, and I've said this many times, I think as you get past April, or probably early to mid-April, then we are looking at another, you know, more numbers coming available to the market. The demand tends to drop off as you get into summer, but we'll have to see how things go. If feed grain prices stay high, which I think they will, then it's just going to be too expensive to put that extra weight on cattle. So that'll keep beef production in check as we get into the summer. So we'll just have to see. We'll have to see how the economy's recovering. We'll have to see if this stimulus really does prime the pump, how things play out. But there's this window right in front of us. Again, as you get into early March and then probably through that first week of April, I would expect to see the markets, if not push higher, at least stay strong. Once we get after that, then I think you're probably going to run into a little bit more headwind in the cattle space. We'll just have to see how that plays out. Export sales this week at 17,500 tons were just okay. Japan bought 5,100, South Korea 4,300, Mexico 3,200, and China 1,800. So we were enjoying some pretty healthy sales for about 3 weeks in a row, and then we kind of backed off. So this sale was not quite half of what we had the week prior. Well, it was slightly more than half of what we had the week prior. So hopefully we'll get back on track there, but cattle market doesn't seem to care. I mean, it performed quite well this week. And the feeder cattle, of course, with the crop report being not bullish, it was termed or viewed as bearish because the market was leaning towards some pretty bullish numbers that they just simply didn't get. The feeder cattle were quite relieved to see that. So USDA is putting out a signal that there's not a shortage of feed grain, in particular corn, that nothing to worry about here, but you got to think that with China buying record amounts of corn so far this month, that supplies are going to get very tight. And South American second season corn crop is late, and it's going to push that crop into the dry season for Brazil. So it's a high at-risk crop. And I think as you get into the spring, April, May, when the Brazilian crop would normally be in harvest and getting into the world pipeline, it's not going to be there. And you're going to see some, I think, further demand come to the U.S. for corn that we're already in a pretty tight supply. So there's a danger there that feed grain prices would take another run to the upside. And of course, that would lean on the cattle market. But it just depends on how good grass is. When you know you get into the spring, usually April into early May is a very strong seasonal time for feeder cattle markets to move higher if you have good grazing conditions in the plains. So we'll see if that materializes. You know, it's been dry. They went into the fall in very dry conditions, and they haven't had a ton of moisture since then. So we'll see if that really pans out. But that obviously will affect your wheat crop as well. So there's a dynamic there that obviously highly dependent on rain, spring rains. If La Nina sticks around, which the weather guys are suggesting it will, that tends to increase the risk of reduced rainfall in the southern and central plains. So that's just something to be aware of. Anyway, the feeder cattle market obviously would be highly dependent on good rains for grass conditions in the southern plains. Other than that, short term, if the live cattle market stays together and there's no fear about a corn shortage, I think the feeders will tag along with live cattle quite well. As we sit, we're at some notable resistance. It's not major resistance, so I think we'll eventually break above that. The pullbacks have been well supported, and the cash market is just flat. It has been well supported as well. It's not moving a lot higher, but it has been well supported. It's been a very stable market for these last couple months, in fact. So as we head into a time window when we expect that live cattle prices would do well, I would expect the feeders to do well also. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.